AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. Rescue workers in Nepal have resumed searching for people missing from a plane that crashed earlier today while on approach to a new airport. At least 68 people died. CBS's Remy Innocencio with more.
The passenger plane had flown from Nepal's capital, Kathmandu, less than half an hour to the central tourist hub of Pokhara before slamming into the ravine by the airport. The dead in plastic bags pulled up and out by army recovery crews, then to hospitals and grief-stricken families.
Here in the U.S., two passenger deaths came close to a catastrophic crash at JFK Airport in New York City Friday night. Correspondent Lise Preston has that.
Delta 1943, cancel takeoff clearance.
In audio obtained by CBS News, you hear the panic from an air traffic controller ordering Friday's Delta 1943 flight to stop.
Rejecting.
The pilot aborts takeoff and abruptly slows down the plane, avoiding a runway collision with American Airlines Flight 106.
All right, then.
President Biden flew to Atlanta today to mark the birthday of Martin Luther King Jr. Mr. Biden spoke at the historic Ebenezer Baptist Church, where Dr. King once served as pastor.
Nothing is guaranteed in our democracy. Nothing. Every generation is required to keep it, defend it, protect it, to be repairers of the breach.
The White House says more documents marked classified were discovered at the president's Delaware home late last week. That revelation has Republicans turning up the pressure. More details from CBS's Skylar Henry.
White House officials maintain they're handling the legal matters by the book, but House Republicans have launched an investigation of their own into how this happened, asking the White House for visitor logs from the Wilmington residents and pouncing on what they call a double standard compared to the DOJ's probe into former President Trump.
Women have now new guidelines for what to wear if they work at the Missouri State House, CBS's Tom Foti reports.
Women legislators and women staffers now will have a dress code to follow when on the job. It calls for a jacket like a cardigan or a blazer. It was introduced by Missouri House Republicans, who claim it'll ensure decorum and mirror the men's dress code.
For the first time in 11 years, the New York Giants have won a playoff game. Big Blue scored a 31-24 victory over the Minnesota Vikings in a wild card round. The Giants now advance to face division rival Philadelphia Eagles. The Giants' last postseason victory was the Super Bowl in 2012. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing in me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Chance for scattered showers overnight, otherwise overcast. Lows dip down to about 31. Winds out of the southeast, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Isolated rain showers likely. Highs around 36. Overcast skies again tomorrow night. A mixture of precipitation likely. Lows level off around 33. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 37.
Monica Ricks, CBS News, New York.
Police in Tuscaloosa have charged a University of Alabama basketball player with murder. Darius Miles and another man face capital murder charges for a fatal shooting near campus early this morning. Investigators say shots were fired into a car, killing a 23-year-old woman. Police say the shooting was a result of a minor altercation. Miles was a reserve on the fourth-ranked Crimson Tide team. Matt Piper, CBS News.
You'd never knowingly feed your pup mystery meat or spoiled grocery store food, so why are those some of the most common protein sources in kibble today? Yep, the dog food ingredient, Meat Meal, can be made of spoiled supermarket meat and packing plant scraps.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. Your dog needs a biologically appropriate diet similar to what they would eat in the wild. That's why I developed Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw food made with premium cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, and superfood veggies and fruit.
Bailey is 12 years old. He has been on your food for 9 bags now.
Nature's Blend is pantry safe and has zero artificial preservatives, additives, filler, or meat meal.
He's got more energy, able to run around and play when our grandson comes.
For a limited time, save 54% off Nature's Blend and receive a free pack of premium dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Marty or text Marty to 511-511.
I can't thank you enough. He's 12 and I'm enjoying every day with him.
Message and data rates may apply. You may receive up to one additional text. Text stop to opt out.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
This is Paul Schluter, guitarist for Last Crack, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Let's get it on. Let's blow the ball. We've got enough. safe radio. Radio for the people.
Thank you.
Last Crack, Beat of My Blood. That is off their third album called Run Head Start Screaming. And as I sit here and listen to these songs along with you, I remember some interesting things about Last Crack, and maybe I'll tell you a little story here. So I got my start with Last Crack on that album, Run Head Start Screaming. And I did the artwork as the graphic artist for that, and went over to Europe with the band and toured with them. It was a whole lot of fun. That was with their second singer, Sean Anthony Brown. And before that, we heard Papa Maguire. And that was off Last Crack's Burning Time album. So Last Crack was signed to Roadrunner Records back in 1989 and released the Funkhouse number, Sinister Funkhouse number 17 album. And their second album that they put out was Burning Time, which featured Papa Maguire. And the Burning Time album was produced by Dave Jordan. So it was produced, you know, big time, big rock and roll album. Was really making quite a impact in the music scene when the singer decided to go solo and left the band. And that's how the second singer, Sean Brown, came about. Before that song, we heard The Last Crack, which was off originally Sinister Funkhouse number 17 in 1989. But the version we heard was off of Burning Funkhouse Live, which was recorded in 2002 and released in 2005. And what is kind of interesting about that that I think about, you know, all this local music that we play. And sometimes as a local musician or a local band, you wish, you know, you could get signed by a big record label. You wish, you know, you could be a big rock star. And, you know, it's a great dream, but you start music because you love it. Because you love the music, and when you get signed by that big label, you know, you careful what you wish for. In Last Crack's case, you know, they had two unbelievable albums of their music, and it was recorded by Roadrunner and put out worldwide, and, you know, when they made records, for God's sakes. But at the same token, once they were kind of broken up, it was really hard to, you know, you can't go make your own CDs. You can't go make your own music and sell it at the show. You can't, you know, the record label sort of owns the rights to those albums. Now, you could go re-record those songs, and that's exactly what Last Crack did. That's, you know, in a way why they put out a live album of all of the tunes from their first two albums, and really, you know, wanted to do an incredible recording to somehow, you know, surf with those other albums that they already had. And that way they could then kind of take control of their own music and be able to sell albums again of their own songs. And even till today, you know, Roadrunner Records has remastered those albums and with another record label, and, you know, kind of continues. So as great as it is to get signed, it's also, you know, sometimes a deal with the devil, and there you go. So that is Essential, Last Crack at 11. I'm Rocker. You are listening to Max Sync Heavy. You know, one of the great things about Last Crack here in Madison is how many bands actually came out of that, where their members went and created other bands. And one of the great bands that was created with Last Crack members, the drummer Ski, and let's see, who else? Todd Winger, the bass player, along with Todd Schween and Jamie Poster, who's now in Seven Seasons Deep. This is Faces for Radio. Let's do a double shot. Start it out. 50 states. You're listening to Max and Kevy. I wanna be the one that show you how to suffer.
Hi, this is Todd with Faces for Radio. You're listening to Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Bleeding all over the place. You can rape me.
pretty, pretty hiding place. Or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out of my face. Well, you can cook up my heart till it's rare, just to see how it tastes. Or eat it while it's raw and beaten, bleeding all over the place.
Finishes off a double shot of Faces for Radio. That was Wreck Me from 2010. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max and Kevy. We'll be right back after the break with a little bit of Badden's End, a throwback from them. But they have a new singer. So we'll have to keep you apprised of that and tell you when there's going to be a new show. We'll be right back after the break.
CBS News Brief. Crews resumed searching through the wreckage of a Yeti Airlines plane that crashed in a resort town in Nepal. At least 68 people died. At JFK Airport on Friday night, frantic air traffic controllers abort takeoff for a Delta flight. CBS News transportation safety analyst Robert Sumwalt says an American Airlines plane crossed its path.
It appears that that airplane did not make the right turn, but instead continued across an active runway.
Republicans are turning up the pressure on President Biden as more documents with classified markings are found at his Delaware home. CBS's Skylar Henry has reaction from Democrats.
Democrats note while there are similarities in terms of the mishandling of documents, the scale and scope are different, in addition to the willingness of President Biden to turn over what was found.
That between Mr. Biden's and President Trump's. CBS News Brief.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Douglas LaFollette, welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Good to be here, Mike. Across the country, in most every state, the Secretary of State is the person who is in charge of the election. And we've seen lots of hanky-panky in Florida back during the Al Gore elections, in Ohio and Georgia and Arizona and Michigan.
We appreciate you coming around, sir.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
What is dedication?
I think a parent's job is to protect our children, but also prepare them for the world so they become good, kind human beings.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
For the people.
That is brand new Sky Urchin, Co Alone. And before that, we did a double shot. So we had Sky Urchin, Dead Innate. And that was from a couple years back. Before that, we opened that with A Baden's End, Come Down. I'm Rocker. You're listening to Max and Kevy. Hey, coming up, there's a new band out of Waukesha, a metal band called Level the Earth, and they are going to be playing with Conniption at the Bar in West Dallas coming up February 25th. We'll have Level the Earth on for an interview coming up in February, but right now, this is brand new. Let's do a double shot. This is Level the Earth, Warhead. You're listening to Rocker on Max and Kevy.
Yeah. we're not done yet.
You are in the middle of a
double shot.
Double shot.
On Max Inc. Radio. We'll be right back.
This is Max Inc. Radio. America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
In honor of all those we've lost to cancer and those still fighting and thriving, like basketball analyst Dick Vitale.
I want to beat cancer. I'm going to beat it. That's no doubt in my mind. I'm going to win this battle.
Defeating cancer will take all of us. At the V Foundation, V is for victory over cancer. V is for victory over giving up.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
Join our team in the fight against cancer at V.org.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.